is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. On his first day back in office...
So this is a proclamation declaring a national emergency at the southern border of the United States?
That's a big one. A lot of big ones, huh?
President Trump also signs an executive order that pardons 1,500 people convicted in the U.S. Capitol attack and orders all pending January 6 cases dropped. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
VAC is drilling in federally controlled parts of Alaska. He's also calling most federal employees nationwide back to the office, ending COVID-era work-from-home programs. On immigration and border security, the president is restarting construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. And in a step he considered but didn't take last time, Trump is ordering certain international gangs and drug cartels be classified as foreign terrorist organizations.
There is worldwide reaction to President Trump's return to the White House, and even more so to his plans to tackle the flow of undocumented immigrants and asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border. And CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City says Trump's plan to rename the Gulf of Mexico is still a head-scratcher.
As for Mr. Trump's plan to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, a few weeks ago when he first proposed it, the Mexican leader suggested her country could rename the territories it held back in the 1800s to call them Mexican America. That would include Texas, New Mexico, and California, among others.
In the U.S. Senate, a confirmation vote, the first for one of President Trump's cabinet picks.
On this vote, the yeas are 99, the nays are zero. The nomination of the great Senator Marco Rubio from the state of Florida is confirmed.
The FBI says one suspect is dead and another is in custody in the shooting death of a U.S. Border Patrol agent on I-91 in Coventry, Vermont. CBS's Jim Crisula reports on a day of remembering.
Marches, prayer services, and community service projects were among the things Americans did to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day. His niece, the Reverend Robin Scott King, spoke at an event in Newport News, Virginia.
He would be troubled looking at our society right now, I believe. And only because we've gotten off focus, we've gotten off course, we've forgotten the purpose.
Dr. King would have celebrated his 96th birthday on January 15th. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A winter storm is threatening the states across the Gulf Coast with snow and ice. Houston, Texas is forecast to receive several inches of snow. Darren Carroll of CenterPoint Energy with a plea to residents.
Please stay off the roads. It's going to be treacherous driving. If you do have to get out, please drive safely. Take care of yourself.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar. La, 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 la.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
France issues a warning about aphrodisiac honey.
French customs officials seize a record 31,000 tons of illegally imported honey that was touted as an all-natural sexual enhancement last year. The packets of honey were often tainted with erectile dysfunction drugs and other ingredients not listed on the labels. Officials warn the doses could pose serious health problems. In several cases, people suffered convulsions, strokes, or kidney injuries. Most of the honey comes from Malaysia, Turkey, Tunisia, and Thailand. The aphrodisiac honey is popular in French nightclubs. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Billionaires' wealth grew faster last year, and now the world can expect at least five trillionaires within a decade, even as the number of people in poverty has barely budged since 1990. That according to the anti-poverty group Oxfam International's latest report on global inequality. It's calling for caps on CEO pay, better salaries for workers, and higher taxes on the wealthiest. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries, still pretty cold, 10 below for our forecast low, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Sunny, not too warm tomorrow, highs only 0 to 5 above. Mid-20s Wednesday, clouds and flurries. Right now it's 1.
So Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Falling in love. local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now
one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
Persuasion.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Stop. Everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp
I turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed the wills of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence. In a cafe,
Something